Hello, and welcome back to Iacon Underground Radio for the week of May the 17th, 2024. I'm Jen.
And I'm David. Welcome back.
I have had way too much popcorn tonight. I am just recently back, like, as of less than an hour ago, I've returned home from the Transformers 40th Anniversary Theater Experience. Where it was fun. I was a little surprised. There were like maybe a couple dozen people there. And this was at like a 7:20 showing on a Wednesday in the exurbs, like the far, far reaches of the suburbs. So that was, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a little busier at the weekend showings.
Oh, there's going to be another showing? Maybe I will go to Syracuse.
Yes. Saturday and Sunday. There are going to be showings on Saturday and Sunday. So
maybe
I did get the bucket and a cup. I know previously, I think it had only been confirmed that Cinemark had the bucket, but I went to a Regal. I went to a Regal and they had the bucket and the cup, and it was for the set. It was $25 filled.
Yeah, filled. Online, you can get the set for $13.
Yeah, I
plus
don't...
Plus whatever shipping.
Now, that does apparently... I've heard that comes with two cups.
Yes, two cups.
But, I mean, they're not, like, super flimsy. What comes to mind for me is, like, Easter baskets.
Oh.
They're, like... It's not super flimsy, but it's... You want to hand wash these things.
They're probably... When Guardians of the Galaxy, I got, like, a set of four party cups from some party city or something that presumably were, like, similar material.
I would say, like, the cup is not, like, a Red Solo cup or anything. It's definitely, like, a cup that you can reuse. I'm thinking, there were those, like, one of the live-action movies, there was, like, a 7-Eleven tie-in Slurpee cup. That was, I think, I want to say it was Revenge of the Fallen, because I think it may have had Ravage on it. And it was, like, lenticular, and it was that kind of, like, not super nice, but you could definitely get a few uses out of it if you hand wash it and take care of it. So, yeah, I ate most of that bucket of popcorn by myself. So it's a lot of popcorn. So yeah, it was pretty fun. They had, you know, I don't want to do like huge spoilers or I don't think there's really huge spoilers.
Spoilers for what you did? Like, well, it keeps confusing me because every time there's Transformers in theaters, I keep thinking it's the original, the 1985 movie.
They did that a few years ago.
Yes.
And I went to that at the same theater.
40th anniversary of the original episodes of the TV series.
So this is the three parts of More Than Meets the Eye and then Transport to Oblivion. And then after that, before the lights go up, stick around for what I will refer to as a special thing. I will not spoil what comes up after that, but it's short. The first episode of More Than Meets the Eye has the live reading, and that was pretty fun. It's got Peter Cullen and Frank Welker being like, especially Frank Welker is like a bunch of characters, even in the first episode. Michael Bell doing Prowl, who does have some lines in that.
Prowl has lines? He doesn't have personality, though.
Well... Prowl never has personality.
No.
Dan Gilvezen doing Bumblebee. And then there are two who are from G1 but did not have characters that early. Greg Berger and Paul Eating. And they fill in for some of the people who mostly couldn't make it due to no longer being with us. Which is... several people at that point. Also, I would like to know where Corey Burton was. Like, why couldn't Corey Burton show up for this? Because Shockwave...
He's also a bunch of guys.
Shockwave has a couple lines in that. Spike is in that. I mean, he's doing stuff, so maybe he had other commitments. That's fine. Maybe he had other commitments. Also, we had Frank Todaro, old convention pal, doing Starscream and Wheeljack. And then actually, Arif S. Kinchin, who listeners to Stasis Pod may remember as Jazz from Robots in Disguise 2015.
Oh.
So he was filling in for Jazz. And I gotta say, Jazz is one of my favorite G1 characters. Certainly, like, of the 84 cars, he's my guy. And A-plus job there, I approve. So he did real good with that.
Wait, what is his name again? It sounded like you said Aerith Kenshin. It's like, wait, a game and an anime character? What?
It's Arif S. Kinchin.
Oh.
If you go to the wiki and just look up RID 2015 Jazz, it's the guy who's linked as his voice actor there. So, also, Dan Gilveson had a shirt on that I really want that had, like, early G1 comic panels all over it. So, I'm gonna have to look that up. But yeah, it's a lot of fun if, you know, you've got a little time and a lot of money to spend, then go for it. So, that's coming up, like I said. Hopefully we'll get this posted on Friday, so that will be Saturday and Sunday. Check your local movie theater listings.
Go to Fandango.
Yes, go to Fandango. They should let you get tickets there. And yeah, it was, like I said, surprisingly busy. So news, we have had some news this week.
Which is why we're doing this besides the movie thing. It's like, oh, there actually was some news since last week.
Yes. We will touch on a couple things and then talk about the live stream, because as we said last week, there was going to be a live stream. Also, there's some new Reactivate stuff, but I really need to, like, dig into their Twitter account or something to see what's going on with that, because I still refuse to believe that game is ever coming out.
It's more likely to come out than most of the video games that started and never came out. or only came out in China for a little bit, or were just in beta and vanished.
Alpha
and vanished.
I wanted that MMO so badly.
The one that was like Prime-inspired designs? Or the other one?
Yes!
Okay, the Prime-inspired.
The one that was...
Yeah, because they had...
That was Prime-inspired, and they had, at one of the BotCons, they had a setup where you could, like, play with the character creation, and I made my OC Upstart and, like, printed him out, and that was, like, on my bulletin board in my work area for probably 3 years before I gave up. I think by the time I gave up, it had been, like, they declared it to be a MOBA, and then they declared it to not actually be happening.
Yeah.
But Reactivate, I don't know. Probably we're not going to talk about it a whole lot here, because it is exactly the kind of game that makes me hate modern games.
Maybe. I mean, I'll probably talk about it when it comes out and it's on a console. If I still have consoles, I'm not sure I need a PS5.
Well, it'll be free to play, so...
Oh, well then, yes.
There's your problem.
I might get a PS6. I'm not sure about
that. It's going to be free to play, so it's going to be laden with microtransactions. Have fun with that. Enjoy spending $10 a week on Energon or something.
No, I will play Baldur's Gate 3 again. I still haven't finished the first act. I haven't finished the first act yet. Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
Yes. So there is some news for that. Check out their Twitter account. It's, I think, basically just like character model. Like, there's a knockout model, and I think Power Glide. I mean, knockout's cool.
Considering what I see with people that do with character models from video games, there's a promising future for Knockout.
Oh, yeah. I am familiar with SourceForge Creator. Yeah. I played WoW. I'm familiar with SourceForge Creator. Oh, my. Speaking of things that are not sexy, and but are exploitative.
Oh God, just derailing, plunking the character models from this Transformers game into Baldur's Gate.
Oh,
so Asterion knockout
is Asterion. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Anyway. so RC could be Lazel. Prime RC. Ooh, yeah. Prime RC, yeah. Specifically, Miss yeah. Murder.
Yeah. Anyway.
So speaking of exploitative retail models, Funko Pop. So this laser beak, it's so cute.
It is. Well, it's Buzzsaw and Laserbeak and Astrotrain. Wait, who was the other one?
Yeah, there was like an Astrotrain and there's an Opera. I think there's a Blaster that I'm kind of tempted by because I like Blaster. Oh, yeah. Basically, if it's a Transformers character who is into Earth culture, I'm like right there. That's my favorite. Again, back to Jazz and Blaster. I love those guys. So. Yeah. Yeah. So they're doing Laserbeak and Buzzsaw, but the way you get Buzzsaw is you buy him.
You purchase Laserbeak and there's a 1 in 6 chance it's going to be Buzzsaw instead.
So I'm assuming you have to buy him through like Funko Pop's website or whoever this is exclusive to?
I guess, or I don't know, just in stores and they're packaged different and it's a different color. Instinct in me is, oh yeah, I want Laserbeak and Buzzsaw like so many people, but to be quite honest, either one I would be happy with.
So yeah, the official text says, by purchasing Laserbeak, there is a 1 in 6 chance to obtain the Pop Buzzsaw Chase figure. Chase variants are shipped at random and not guaranteed with purchase. 40th anniversary Pop figures will be available for pre-order on Funko.com and participating retailers beginning May 15th. So I'm wondering if they're not actually going to be a brick and mortar item. If there's something that you have
they're going to be comic shops, or Target, or something. The Funkos are freaking everywhere.
They are.
Admittedly, trying to get the Laserbeak and Buzzsaw.
Chase.
Or Buzzsaw.
Chase figure Funko Pop. I hate it. I hate that so much.
They should have split it half Laserbeak, half Buzzsaw. They should have made a Chase figure of the Astrotrain overcharge.
Yes.
Well, one, because supposedly we are getting an overcharge from the last that was Blitzwing. Never mind. Damn it. I forgot which triple changer it was.
Also, speaking of absolutely terrible collector news, that Hot Wheels Bumblebee is going to be one per case. So, I don't...
Yeah.
I'm sure anyone who is listening to a Transformers podcast has encountered Hot Wheels collectors before. So, have fun dealing with them to get your Bumblebee, your Hot Wheels Bumblebee.
Yeah, at the case is like 80 or something, or 72 or whatever, and one Bumblebee. One Bumblebee!
Bumblebee!
I mean, I have had only rare encounters with Hot Wheels collectors, because I'm not usually... It's a separate aisle. I don't always go down that one.
Mm-hmm. I've run into them late at night back in the days where I would go to Target or go to Walmart at like 1 in the morning. Because I was, you know, 25 and literally had nothing better to do.
But, like, by any metric, that is... I mean, to be honest, it should be Bumblebee is a case of his own.
He should be.
A case or something. But like, one. No. One!
One per case.
And like, 80 little race car toys in a pack.
Yeah, also, speaking of things related to the word 80... Related to the number 80, there's a Transforming Hot Wheels Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to be Hot Wheels scale and fully die-cast, but also transform and cost you $80, and his packaging copy sounds like it was written by AI, so...
Oh, yeah, the copy is garbage, but like, it's not just a little Hot Wheels-sized transforming Optimus. It's the G1 original Optimus toy, which means his tiny little fists are going to vanish.
Oh, I hadn't even thought that those would have to be the separate piece.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
He's a choking hazard!
Oh my goodness, that's rough. That's rough.
Well, I know, I guess they're so small, they're smaller than regular pills.
Yeah.
So, like, even a baby could swallow them, but, like... Oof. Why?
It's like the Marvel Legends of He Who Remains that I got, who comes with an apple he can hold. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? That is gonna end up, like, behind a couch somewhere.
Yeah, I like tiny props, but I'm very fearful of losing all of them.
Yeah. As a random aside, you know which archaic thing was really good for part storage was film canisters.
I think I have one or two sitting around as pill bottles.
I had all of my G Gundam Mobile Suit in Action figures had all their fists and everything just in little film canisters because I worked at a 1 hour photo place as one of the surprising number of kinds of places that no longer exist that I formerly worked at.
Mm.
Like, not just that place no longer exists, but that kind of place no longer exists, along with a mall bookstore.
Neat.
So, yeah, that's, I mean, good luck to the people who that appeals to.
I like the idea, not for $80, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun idea, but yeah. at a decidedly collectible level, that's... Yeah, it's asking a lot. There was also a trailer for Earthspark Season 2, speaking of things that want to sell you toys. They definitely... They're also floating around somewhere. I think they showed up on IMDb. Mm-hmm. Episode synopses for the first, I think, 9 episodes.
Oh, I must have missed that. Well, I missed a bunch of things, but... I knew there was new stuff. I thought it was just more casting.
There's also some very cool casting for that. Weird Al is going to be Cosmos. And I love the idea of a Cosmos who could be played by Weird Al.
Yeah, so I'm... What is he even going to look like? Like, the idea of Weird Al, tall, skinny, goofy guy, and Cosmos, short, round, finger guns guy, just... I don't know how that's going to work.
Oh, he's gonna be such a good round boy. It's gonna work through the magic of voice acting because it doesn't actually have to physically look.
I mean, yeah, it's just that Weird Al as Retgar is like, oh yes, that's what Weird Al as a robot would look like generally. You can change some details, but like the basic form. But Cosmos is a squat little round UFO. Although I guess
I'm looking forward
Weird Al playing a UFO is good casting.
Cosmos is a good boy. Cosmos is always a good boy. 24/7 good boy.
But will he flirt with Soundwave?
Oh, this is what this is what all of the Tumblr exiles who are currently on Twitter would like to know, because there are a lot of people still carrying a torch for that ship.
It's a weird ship, but I like it.
We do have Soundwave. You know, they wrote good stories for it. They definitely made it work. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. Before the theater event, they did show a clip of Earthspark, and it was not just the same trailer, but some of the stuff from that was in the trailer, because it's like a battle scene from presumably, like, the first episode. So yeah, it was nothing super meaty, but it was, you know, it's a well-animated show. It's a well-directed show. So that looked good. So yeah, that is actually coming sooner than one might think. That is coming in the beginning of June. So for those of you who do not have Paramount Plus, it's time to get to pirating. But you might want to consider, you know, maybe getting Paramount Plus for a little bit. No. Just because this is the Well, I have Paramount Plus because I need to be able to watch, when I come home from work, I need to be able to watch my emotional support late night talk show host. Mm-hmm. I gotta have Colbert. I have to. Currently, my continue watching queue on Paramount Plus consists of Earthspark and Twin Peaks The Return.
Oh.
And I feel like this sums me up as a person pretty well.
Yeah. Whereas my emotional support has been Baldur's Gate 3 and random yes. anime girls.
But it is premiering on June 7th, so mark your calendars to binge that, because I'm sure other people will be binging it and then spoiling everyone else on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Mastodon, what? We have spoiler tags.
Oh, yeah, we have a channel for, Mastodon's made, I thought, our Discord, we have a Earthspark channel that isn't used as much as it should be. Granted, Discord. I haven't seen Earthspark.
What? Is it because you don't have, have Paramount Plus?
The main reason is I don't have Paramount Plus. The secondary reason is I just didn't get around to the DVD I bought with episodes on it.
Okay. You should watch it. It's good. It's good.
It's I would have to get the DVD player out. Or the PlayStation or something.
I was gonna say, don't you have, what are you playing Baldur's Gate on? But you're probably playing it on PC.
Yes, of course I'm playing it on PC.
Whereas I'm playing it on my new 4K DVD player, by which I mean the Xbox Series X. Which I am also using to watch those Gal Gaigar Blu-rays.
Yay,
Gal Gaigar, 4K.
I need to buy it for final.
I used it to watch the one 4K DVD that I already owned before I got the player, which was Transformers the movie.
I mean, I have some 4K things. Well, presumably Transformers the movie and a couple other random things. It was like, it was just easier to buy it that way. It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I understand. I get that. But yeah, new Earthspark, June 7th. Mark your calendars. Take a couple hours off of work. So, what else do we have to cover before we dive into the live stream?
Bits of toys. Well, before that, wait, was it leaked or did it actually get officially announced? The Voyager Thundertron repack thing.
Yeah,
like he's been remolded. He has a hook hand now, and he comes with a deluxe Calcitron, which is a repaint of the Rock car. Dude,
I actually, when I saw people talking about this, I saw Calcitron as a name, and I was like, "What? Like a rock?" And then I remembered we're actually doing rocks this year. So it's like, oh, okay, yeah, actually a rock. That's a good name for a rock.
I think Calcitron was a rock lord name. I think.
Maybe.
But the most but important, weirdest in that trio is Nightstrike.
Yes!
The name of the bat from Robots in Disguise.
And the colors, he's got the same color scheme.
Yes, but taking advantage of the color scheme, his alt mode, the shield cassette, is a Jolly Roger flag.
Yes. So, speaking of piracy.
That's so stupid and so good. I need that set real bad.
It is pretty good. It is pretty good. And
anyway, yes.
That Nightstrike voiced by Tom Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Occasional Starscream Tom Kenny. But yeah, it's priced really well. It's just priced at like leader.
Yeah, it's leader price size. Point. But you get three toys. A deluxe, a Voyager, and a cassette. That is still a pretty good deal.
I'll have to decide how completist I want to be about my Granites, because I'm buying all the rock people in homage to Inhumanoids because they are Granites.
Yeah.
As well as being Rock Lords and whatever else, because they're from Infernac. That's where Metlar lives.
Yeah.
For anybody who didn't know what the Infernac universe was, that's where Metlar from Inhumanoids is from.
Mm.
But yeah, so that was all the big stuff leading up to the big live stream, which, as we have learned, are not actually live, but everybody watches them at the same time.
No, I don't. I've seen clips and bits and things. I got tired after the first few because they're kind of too long. I was like, I'll get the clips notes later.
They actually work really well for me because due to my late work schedule, I'm usually rolling out of bed and, like, bringing my coffee over to the couch right around the time they start up.
Okay, I guess is morning watching, it could be good.
So I end up watching them while I'm, like, doing my half hour of Animal Crossing and drinking my coffee and watching BMAC talk about whatever the cool new stuff is. And like the one last month where Mark was, I think it might have been month before last, but where Mark was clearly shipping Sandstorm and Octane to everyone else. It was very like, he was like, because there was that episode where he had the handsome face and that episode with Octane, and everyone was like, we know Mark. And I was like, these guys have never been more relatable than right now when everyone's like, we know about your ship. But yeah, I'm waiting for Sandstorm's handsome face. But yeah, they showed off that Springer.
Mm-hmm. Remold, I guess it looks better than the last version.
A lot of strong opinions in the fandom about that Springer. I think in my case, it helps that I passed on Siege Springer.
I think I still have him in a box.
Yeah.
I got him because I think he was on sale.
I was like, this Springer is okay, but he's not, like, you know, that price point level of okay.
Yeah.
This is a nice Springer. He comes with a lot of good stuff. I mean, they did add a bunch of accessories, and the remolding is pretty significant. So, I think it is good that I skipped Siege Springer so that I can get this one without feeling any qualms or feeling like anything's been replaced.
Yeah.
There was also, they showed off Steeljaw.
Yes, the wrong Steeljaw, but yes.
I mean, still a very good Steeljaw. Again, I like Blaster. The Autobot cassettes. I didn't have a lot of Transformers as a kid, but I did have the Autobot cassettes.
I mean, it is cool that he has a main, but it is like...
It's like a big square main, too.
There's
a flat main.
Power Rangers Super Sentai team that converts into cubes, and one of them is a lion, and it looks so much like the Steeljaw here.
Like it's Did you see the picture? And it looked like it was one of the like official press kit pictures that shows him from behind, so you can see the little like
what?
You see, you can see his butthole.
He has
and he's got a little port there.
Oh no!
And I don't know if that was just because that's how his transformation worked out, but I'm pretty sure that's just because he's a cat.
Yeah.
And I think someone needs to draw Blaster with Steeljaw showing him his butthole because it's cat accurate. I really hope that that's just that there's no other reason for that to be there. I hope that that's not just like where some, you know, Blast Effects port ended up. I think I hope that that's really just sculpted to be his cat butthole because he's a cat. And then I hope that the next Ravage that comes out continues this important trend. Just the butthole cut of TFTM.
Oh no.
There was also a Bumblebee movie, Skywarp.
Yes,
I personally continued to not care about the live-action movies.
I mean, yes, I don't, but, like, I bought that mold because it was, like, an Acid Storm, and I'm apparently an Acid Storm completist now.
Ah, that's understandable.
It's ridiculous, but I really kind of love it. It's strange. Like, it should... By all respects, I should hate it, but, like, transforming it, it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, a fun toy is a fun toy.
Yeah.
There is War for Cybertron Decepticon Trooper continuing to make toys from video games that you find on eBay.
He's a remold of the Barricade from that line.
Yeah.
Which I already accidentally have two for some reason. I forget how I ordered the second one.
The most important was the next in the comic series, because now we are getting a leader-sized Straxus remolded from Galvatron that they just did. He looks... oh my god.
It's a lot of remolding because it looks... His alt mode looks so much like the weird cannon that made absolutely no sense in the comics. It's like somehow they made it...
I love...
Look, even has his split face on top, which is actually his axe. But
I loved this, and I love this about G-Axis, too, is I really love when you get these characters who have an alt mode that was clearly an afterthought.
Utter gibberish.
Done by a comic artist who has no background in toy design, and Hasbro is just like, no, we're sticking with it. We're going to make this happen. Well, because G-Axis' jet mode is like that, too.
G-Axis
it's like, obviously,
really simple with some wings stuck on. Like, that one's like, just whatever. Here's a pointy shape with wings.
I guess he's a jet, question mark.
Straxus's design is like, always, like, that's a cool design of a gun jet thingy.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes no sense compared to his robot mode, but somehow they wrangled it out of it.
They made it happen. I'm tempted by Shockwave. If I find him marked down at some point, I might get him. I don't know about another Grimlock, but that Straxus was like an immediate buy.
Yeah.
And of course,
and like
all
the comic book coloring on him is minimal. He just like has dots on him. It's like, okay, put some dots on him. That's cool.
Also, all of our completely unhinged friends in Ouija are going full Nightbeat on this tiny sliver of art at the edge.
Because there's a corner of the
connecting
on the package, like the last one. It was like, oh, there's some little dots. Maybe Straxus? Please give us Straxus. And they did. This time it's like a fist, a bit of a wrist, and possibly a pointy shoulder that's like yellow and red. And there's like five different leading candidates from Emirate Zaron to who else? The Flame?
I think what everyone is... I mean, I personally... My vote was for Underbase Starscream, but I don't know that's actually going to happen.
No, like, the positioning of it could almost be that it's going to be two in one package, but...
I want to say, and I meant to go back and rewatch it, but I have been busy doing stupid things, like, I don't know, going to a job. I meant to rewatch the last live stream, but I feel like the way that something was worded in the last live stream suggested that there was going to be a two-pack.
Ah, yes, that would make sense.
And I forget the exact wording, and I would have to go back and confirm that. So I think that is also nudging people towards
Scrounge
a Flame
and somebody else.
Or Flame and Zaron is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
Flame being
like,
the...
There's like three guys who are mostly yellow.
Yes. They only had so many colors.
Yeah.
They only had so many colors to work with. There's apparently going to be someone, a special guest, on their next live stream to help announce this.
So probably a super fan of some character, since they had Fu on for... Wait, who was it?
For Death Source.
Death Source, yes.
Yeah, there have been a lot of suggestions that it's going to be 6-0 up to and including David Willis pointing out tweets of his that 6-0 has liked. Like I said, going full Nightbeat here. I think they really need to get Simon Furman on for these things, but I don't know. Maybe he's going to be busy going to TFCon Toronto.
Yeah.
Drinking Coronas at the bar.
Yay.
That will be exciting to look forward to. I mean, two deluxes would get you to about the right price point. I think if they do, I don't know how familiar you are with the character of Emirate Zaron.
He's a weird guy who started out as kind of a weird recoloring of Megatron.
So, he doesn't transform. And there's actually a story in which he, like, starts to try to transform, and it's a huge deal. So I think that whatever mold they use for him... they should just, any transformation specific joints, they should just glue them.
It would be, it'd be neat if they did make him like Action Mastery, because they spent so much trying to get a proper scrounge out of a toy who could turn into a wheel.
Elbows and shoulders and all that, leave those alone, but if there's like some panel that folds out for transformation, just glue that shut. Or just make it like adjust the tolerances so it's so tight that you can't move them without risking breaking him. So yes, because he hadn't transformed in so long that it was like perilous. So that should be, that needs to be a, I'm going to say feature in air quotes here, a feature.
God, that is such a weird thing that feels so much like IDW.
IDW was really raised
embracing
on...
embracing the weird stuff of the Transformers UK.
Yeah, raised on Transformers UK. So, upcoming toys, they did their whole Through the Space Bridge thing.
Yeah. They also showed off, like, the tiny, like, Bumblebee that's squished like a penny racer.
Yes! Little Studio Series Bumblebee. So, I guess they still can't get the Porsche license again. Or the Volkswagen license again, huh?
Having the penny, like, it's such a ridiculous little thing. I want it. And
it does look really
obviously
nice.
Obviously, we're going to get a Clip Jumper, too, because, like, there's not much to do.
And yeah, I think that it's... They did point out multiple times that it's not a parts former this time. So that's good, because I don't know if you've played with any version of the previous one.
Yes? Wait, do I have... Yeah, because the hatchback comes off.
Yes. I did not... I passed up the one time I saw Netflix B, and I've been kicking myself ever since. But I did get the Cliff Jumper, and now I have a friend 3D printed for me from files that someone else had made available online, double middle finger hands for my little Cliff Jumper to go with the Skybound comic. So I think that Bumblebee looks nice. Apparently they're making sure he's extremely available because everyone hurt so badly over Netflix B. So that'll be nice. Then they could do Goldbug to go with a comics blaster sometime in the future. Because I do have that Goldbug who I'm keeping around in case I get a comics head blaster. So through the Space Bridge, we got the Masterpiece Prime or the Missing Link Prime we have at home.
Yeah.
Apparently they are doing a deluxe size of a toy accurate posable Optimus Prime, which is really interesting. I mean, that's, yeah, it's a thing that Takara just did, and they're like, well, we're going to do this, but more mass-produced and cheaper, but, I mean, there's certainly got to be a market for that. I assume it's not going to have the die-cast and stuff that the Missing Link had, so, yeah, it's the Missing Link Prime we have at home. They're doing a revised version of Metal Hawk for some reason.
Again? Okay, I already passed up last one. What are you
changing? He's going to be more toy colored.
Okay, that's good.
Whereas the previous was more anime colored. But honestly, I see almost as many Metal Hawks sitting around Walmarts these days as I see G-Axes.
Yeah, there's a lot of G-Axes. I don't remember last time I saw a Metal Hawk. They might have just threw them out. I don't know.
Look, G-Axes was a toy that was made just for specifically me and literally no one else.
Yeah, and a few others of us just picked it up too.
And this is playing out by him piling up on Walmart shelves because I don't have taste that anyone else should listen to. But man, I love that G-Axis.
Get another Soundwave.
Yes, they're doing Soundwave. He is coming with three tapes who they have not announced the identities of yet.
I mean,
I assume if they do a Ravage, it's going to be the Ravage mold they already did, but I really think we need a new one with the butthole.
Yeah, it's just going to be...
It's the Ravage butthole cut.
I mean, like, can they get away from Ravage, Bird, and Little Dude?
No. No, they can't. Occasionally, you get Bat, but not... Don't get used to it. Not regularly.
It should be bat and two dinosaurs.
Yes. 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 Was overkill and slugfest.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, those were really...
Yeah, slugfest in forever. Those overkill got a couple of weird redeco toys out of Grimlock and stuff.
Those toys really hold up.
Yeah.
Those toys are, like, still a lot of fun, so they could definitely update those. And I mean, that would be nice, but I don't know if that's where they're going with this.
No, just be remolded and stuff.
They also are doing the Galvatron colors of Armada Megatron.
Which
so
are the better colors?
That will be the one. The best colors are Megazeric.
Well, yes, yes. Because it's got all spark blue on it. That boy just shines.
So pretty. God, that toy is so pretty. It's an amazing toy design and, like, the best possible. But the Galvatron, it's good colors, too. There's a Quake.
Again?
Because, you know, it's Quake. It's time for Quake. I would like to... I need to see pictures of this Ruckus they've got coming up.
Yes.
I had a little Ruckus that, like, lived in my pocket with me when I was in high school and, like, came to punk shows and stuff. And I absolutely had that toy with me when I went to see, like, some friend's band playing in a basement in a town that I could not tell you where it was at this point. It was good times.
What
I loved
helped
that Ruckus.
Ruckus was a very sturdy little mold.
He was.
You weren't gonna break him.
He was very pocketable. There is also going to be a, I guess that's a Galvatron-colored version of the Energon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little core dude.
Little core Megatron dude. The animated Motor Master is pretty exciting. We're going
Which
with...
Which is like, well, you got that mold.
Going with convention stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, is when you do the really specific aesthetics, and that's probably part of why the first round of Prime stuff that they did had noses and was not sufficiently aesthetic.
There's also an animated Bumblebee, yes?
Yes.
Wasp? Give us fucking You're Wasp, thinking, yes.
We're probably going to get a Wasp.
Please.
I would not be surprised if we get a Wasp. Like, maybe even announced in the next one.
I hope so.
There's going to be a Slipstream from Windblade.
Finally a retail Slipstream! Holy crap! Well, okay, they did do ones that was the Cyberverse. But
yeah, there was one of those little, like, gimmicky Cyberverse ones, because I actually picked her up, but I think it was at, like, TJ Maxx. But yes, this is going to be a proper collector line retail Slipstream.
With joints and everything.
Though, as has been, I heard pointed out somewhere else, if they just did a feminine Seeker and just did her in a bunch of different colors, you would hit everyone's fan characters.
Yes,
you would hit every girl who was a teenage Transformers fan in 1995. You would get their fan character. And then there is a redeco of Boulder Crash, which is cool because Boulder Crash is a really fun little toy.
Oh, I haven't got Boulder Crash yet. I forget if I've seen him on a shelf.
I do appreciate that when they mentioned this one in the live stream, they first said he, and then they were like, or is it she? We'll just say they.
Yeah, they haven't
So
decided
I like
yet.
That we're not just defaulting to assuming that all of them are male, because often enough these days they are not. So, like Burnout. I like Burnout. I should adopt Burnout as a character because I am also stocky and burned out. I'm also a stocky, burned out woman.
Which Burnout? I've forgotten.
The Black Skids.
Oh, right. Yeah.
From the Velocitron stuff. Which was like one of the two that hung around forever.
Oh, yeah, I think I passed. I don't really like that Skids mold.
I mean, I love Skids. I like that Skids mold fine because it's Skids. I feel like it should be more desaturated because I just associate Skids with Nell Yomtov's coloring.
Hmm.
The weirdest thing reading back through the early Marvel G1 stuff is just how much of it was just Ratchet and Skids as the main characters for, like, way longer than you would think that Bob could have gotten away with before Hasbro was like, Bob, come on, we gotta sell some more toys.
Bob really liked Ratchet. Ratchet was interesting.
We're barely even making skids. Please stop writing. Please stop dedicating an entire issue to just skids. He's short packed. We have invented the concept of short packing a toy just for this guy because no one in the U.S. knows what a Honda City Turbo is. Please stop.
Admittedly, he was a really cool toy at the time. But yes, Honda City Turbo is a tiny little weird vehicle. Oh.
Such a good character, though. And Ratchet is such... God, how come... Brief aside here. Mm-hmm. Ratchet is in, like, every Transformers thing, and he's always excellent.
Possibly because of the G1 comics. He was pretty important in the cartoon, too. It just... Ambulance, medic guy. It's a clear designation that this is a good guy helper character.
He's always
old friend of Optimus. He's perfect.
Sometimes he's really crotchety, and sometimes he's less crotchety.
Also, because presumably a lot of writers back then watched MASH.
That could be a lot of it too.
Uh huh.
I have not really seen very much MASH, but I
think I've seen all of MASH, but it's been
decades. Newer stuff, like he's in Prime and he's amazing.
Well, because he was in so many other things. It's like
animated and he's amazing. He's in IDW. He was one of the first characters in Infiltration.
Well, also because like the medic is like such a great character dynamic in pretty much any show.
He's so good. He's so good in literally everything he's in, and then he's like one of the main characters in More Than Meets the Eye, which is like the pinnacle of literary Transformers storytelling.
And it's easy to do variations of it. Usually he's the old guy or the crotchety old guy in animated. I kind of want to see like a Dr. House version of Ratchet, who's like even more crotchety.
Yeah, he could go more crotchety. He's like, he's got a crotchety slider.
Yeah.
For how crotchety this version of Ratchet is. But he's always good.
Like, or just play it, like, his original tech specs, like, he was supposed to be a party animal.
Even in the live-action movies, he's the least terrible.
Yeah.
He's always great. Anyway, I think that is about enough. I think we've covered everything, unless you can think of anything...
Not really.
Exciting, I mean, that we have missed.
There's a couple weird things. The Hot Wheels insanity. The toys of the one Optimus, like his design is out,
and he's a beefy boy.
He's a freaking huge for a deluxe.
Yeah, this is the Studio Series one, and he is a beefy boy. He is like obviously one of these cases where because other toys were smaller, he could be bigger. Like he is one of those special cases, so that's cool. I'm glad he gets to be. I'm glad that they're doing those in Studio Series because it's so weird to me. And it shouldn't be this weird because it's been the case for over a decade now. Mm. But it's so weird to me for the entertainment, quote, line to not be a primary line.
Yeah.
For that to be, like, a secondary thing.
Yeah, it is weird that, like, a lot of the TV... Like, so many of the... Earthspark toys are just like reused, like the Shockwave. It's like, it's a Cyberverse toy. We just changed it a little. It's like,
yeah.
What?
And a lot of the Cyberverse toys were pretty half-assed, which was a shame because it had some really good designs. The show was uneven, but it had some really good designs.
Yeah. It makes sense, like simpler toyetic for kids because they're kid-aimed shows, but at the same time, it's like they're too simple.
Right, and I mean, they're not even always... I mean, I guess War for Cybertron, the Netflix series, the toys came first versus something like, say, Transformers Animated, where the show came first, but the toys were still, like, the primary line.
Yeah.
So I guess since Classics started, everything else... Because with Transformers Prime, that was... really where it started. Like, the toys didn't even come out until this show had been on for a few months.
Well, there was, like, Yeah, there
yeah,
was
they're
like
the
early
they're the first
wave. There's like four toys, and then it was just forever before we actually got anybody else.
Yeah, and even then, they weren't fully backburnered, but definitely by the time RID 2015 started, the toys were secondary to the actual, quote, collector line, which
yeah,
was
well,
where the main line.
Yeah, RID is where it sort of started to fall apart, kind of, because some of those toys are really good, but then others are like, you needed another pass of this steel jaw.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that's, it's something that's only, you know, slowly sunken in, and it just, it's weird. It's not how I feel like, you know, I'm used to things being, but it's good to see one getting some Studio Series toys, even if it, you know, is just like a portion of Studio Series.
Yeah.
So that's, but yeah, he's a beefy boy. I'm glad that they put some toy budget into him. And now they need to do a Megatron, and now everybody needs to have them make out, make them kiss. Like, watching X-Men 97 today, just make them kiss.
Yes.
Last episode today, no spoilers. I'm just sitting there thinking, now kiss.
No spoilers. Oh, it's so good.
Just kiss. Just kiss. All right. So that is it then for this week. We will hopefully be able to continue doing this. As I said, my work schedule is a little wonky, but I really enjoy doing these. I think it's fun to have something like this that's more timely. Stasis Pod is great, but it's definitely something that's not like a thing people jump into so easily. Also because we're in the middle of Rescue Bots, and a lot of people unfairly dismiss Rescue Bots.
No, Rescue Bots is fun.
That's wrong. That's wrong to unfairly dismiss Rescue Bots.
For a show aimed at littler kids than normal cartoons, it's engaging and fun.
It's got good writing, and
yeah,
it's got some of the best boys in it. Just the best kiddos.
And good voice acting.
Yes! It's got Mark Hamill. It's got Maurice LaMarche not even playing Orson Welles.
Yeah, he's going to have to do it before the end of the series. There's only like 10 episodes left or so.
Actually, there was that one episode where there was like a play on War of the Worlds. And they had the radio. They were listening to this radio play, and it was just Maurice LaMarche doing his Orson Welles voice.
I forgot that one.
That wasn't that long ago, but it was, yeah.
Yes,
was
but there's
thing.
Like 100+ episodes of that show.
Yes.
I've forgotten a few.
Yes. All right. But yeah, that is it for this week. Hopefully we will be back at a reasonable time.
Back with our normal Stasis Pod. My mic and I fucked up the last recording.
Things happen. Lessons are learned.
Yeah.
There are reasons that I am extremely anxious and paranoid about literally every aspect of everything. And that's because these things happen if you're not like that. Or so my brain tells me.
Well, things were working okay for a while, and then they just I got lazy.
So we, I will briefly mention that
wow,
we have
a long episode with the fudge.
We do have a Patreon set up for our hosting expenses at patreon.com/IconUnderground. Every month, David and I and our Stasis Pod co-host Rob get together and watch something fun. For this month, it's going to be the original Masters of the Universe movie,
yes,
which is a movie a lot of things happen in. Oh my god! And it does not care about telling you what's going on. It is not a holding your hands. Things are just happening.
To its advantage and disadvantage.
Yes. Those special episodes, the entire back catalog of them is available at as little as $1 a month because our hosting expenses are not that expensive. So we just like making those episodes. And
give us a little more, but you know.
You are welcome to chip in for more. So I am on the internet. I am running the retro.pizza Mastodon server. You can find me there at Trickster, spelled with an X, T-R-I-X-T-E-R, like the band, but that's actually because that's more Cybertronian. Yeah. I had actually totally forgotten that was my reasoning back when I came up with that handle when I was like 14, but I think talking about Straxus reminded me that I was like, oh yeah, it's because I was getting into the Marvel stuff, so like Straxus and G2 was coming out, so G-Axis and Boltax, and I was like, X's, yeah, X's are Cybertronian. Yeah. So even though I know that there's this dumb hair metal band that my friends will bring me CDs from the used bookshop from, I'm going to go with this spelling. So, yes, T-R-I-X-T-E-R at retro.pizza. I am fiddling around with Twitter a little again because people just don't want to seem to leave it. That is also at Trickster, which I got and not the band.
Yeah, you got back.
Yes, I got that back. Because I had it as a placeholder because I wanted to be using an account that my actual legal name had never been attached to because I started working for the federal government. As contractor, but still. And also, I am on Blue Sky at Trickster. I am on Instagram at Autobot Trickster. If you want to see my pictures of the Iron Factory third-party hound figure going on hiking trips with me.
Oh, yeah, I need to get a little buddy to bring to con.
Oh, you do. You do. Pick someone fun. Or buy someone there.
But my regular little buddy used to be a little kaiju toy.
Aw. Did you lose it, or is it just not Transformers appropriate?
No, it's sitting on my desk. I just haven't really gone anywhere in a while.
Yeah, same. I should find
maybe a Transformers thing.
It is criminal I have gone this many years without going to a Transformers convention. I'm like, no wonder I'm depressed.
Well, there's been reasons.
Yeah, there were some kind of big reasons. So tell us, where can we find you on the socials?
Strange4 spelled out on retro.pizza, on Twitter, on Blue Sky, technically, although I barely use that. I don't know what I am on Instagram, but I haven't used Instagram much in a while.
Yeah, I don't use it enough because I don't have enough pictures, but I should use it more because...
Technically, I have a DeviantArt page I haven't used in fucking forever, especially now since they're using AI crap. It's like, no, I don't need to go back there.
That's not great. Everything is getting ruined.
Twitter or Retro Pizza, you will find me. Or the Discord.
Yes. You can visit us on Discord on the iconunderground.net website. Up in the right side of the page, we have a link to our Discord server. So we are always open to more people coming over to that. All right, so that is it for this week. Good night.
Good night. Hopefully this comes out Friday.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. I really want the shirt that Dan Gilbertson had in this thing. Okay, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, we're already recording.
Well, yes. But are you ready to actually start the episode?
Yes, I guess so. Go. Okay. Let me turn the volume down a bit so I can more in NPR mode here.
Benjen, you had better not be about to pee. No, that's Edgar. He's not about to pee anywhere. He shouldn't. He's a good boy.
Edgar Wright will not pee on things.
Yes. Benjen, on the other hand, will pee on anything that he's feeling crusty about at the moment. Because he's an asshole. All right. Ready?
Yes. This week on NPR.
Everyone, there are literally, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cats in this room. It's a lot of energy.
Welcome back to Nucleon Primus Radio.
I'm sorry, but in my fanfic I'm doing, I stole the name Iacon Underground Radio for Twincast's original pre being banished from Cybertron radio broadcast.
Oh yeah, I need to get back to trying to write just some gibberish again.
And then the Senate started trying to have him murdered, and he was like, I should leave. So, okay, I'm ready. Ready?
Yes.